And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Can you tell me how to get involved in polygamy? You shouldn't be involved in polygamy. No one should be. So let me do it this way. Let me first explain what polygamy is, and then explain why no person should be involved in polygamy. First of all, polygamy is the practice of being married to more than one person at a time. Now, a man can be guilty of this, or a woman could be guilty of this. Any time that a person is married to two or more people at the same time, that is polygamy, having more than one mate at a time. Now, the Bible very strictly and very firmly condemns this. We should not be involved in polygamy at all. Consider, if you would, Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 4. Here Jesus was asked a question regarding marriage, and specifically marriage and divorce, and he answers the question by teaching us many things about the marriage bond itself. I'd like to read a few verses to you from Matthew 19. We'll begin reading in verse 4. Jesus begins his reply by saying, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Now, this is God showing that marriage is something that should be entered by a man and a woman, not two women or two men, but rather man and woman. Verse 5, he says, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Now, this is the pattern that God has given us for marriage. He goes on in verse 6 to say that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Now, God did not make provisions for men to marry men. He didn't make provisions for women to marry women. He made provision for one man and one woman to marry each other, and that they too then became one flesh. He did not make provisions for one man to marry many women and the three or four together become one flesh, nor did he make provisions for one woman to marry many men and the group of them become one flesh. He makes it very clear, one man and one woman should marry each other for life. Now, this was not difficult for the disciples to understand. It was just difficult for them to accept. Notice, if you would, they didn't have any trouble understanding. Down in verse 9, Jesus specifies that there's only one reason that there can even be a divorce, and that's for fornication, and then the innocent party may marry another. Now, like I said, his disciples didn't have any difficult understanding his teaching. They just didn't like his teaching. Notice, if you would, verse 10. His disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." Now, they were accustomed to a man having many wives, and if a man didn't want a wife anymore, he could simply send her away, giving a writing of divorcement. However, Jesus is saying that is not acceptable. The disciples understood what he was saying. They just didn't like it. Jesus went on to say, "All cannot accept this saying, only those to whom it has been given." The saying of the disciples that a man shouldn't marry. Jesus is saying that some people have a sexual desire that is so strong that they should marry, because if they don't, they will be involved in sexual practices with other people. And that, of course, is also forbidden. But he specifies that there are some, beginning in verse 12, who are eunuchs. And by this he means who do not engage in sexual activity of any kind. They are eunuchs, and they were born that way from their mother's womb. He goes on to say there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. He also says there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Now, he is not saying that a person physically mutilated himself for the kingdom, but rather he's saying there are those who have decided that they will not be involved in any sexual practice, and they do so in order to be fit for the kingdom of God. This should teach us very clearly that the disciples clearly understood what Jesus was saying about marriage. One man and one woman together for life. The only reason that they can divorce and marry another is if one of the parties is unfaithful sexually to the other. Then the innocent party can put them away and marry again. And that's the only exception that Jesus gives. His disciples understood that when he said it. They thought it was too hard a saying. But Jesus didn't back down from it just because they thought it was too hard. Instead, he said, there are those who already are doing it, and that's the way it should be. We may not like this particular rule. We may think that there was another way that would be better. But we must understand that it is Jesus who is the author and finisher of our salvation, and we must obey the law that He has given to us. It's clearly for our good. He is our Creator. He knows what is best for us, and we should accept that. How should we get involved in polygamy? We shouldn't. We should do it God's way. One man and one woman together for life.